Well, now to that announcement from Apple CEO Tim Cook this week that had nothing to do with iPhones, but is still reverberating all around the business world. He wrote yesterday in Bloomberg Businessweek that he's proud to be gay, becoming the first Fortune 500 CEO to come out publicly. To many, it was greeted with cheers. Former President Bill Clinton tweeted, "My hat's off to you." Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella said he was inspired by Tim Cook. To some, it was greeted with a shrug. In 2014, who cares? Well, in the business world, some do. Dori Clark is a marketing strategist who teaches at Duke University School of Business. She's the author of Reinventing You, Define Your Brand, Imagine Your Future. She's with us from New York. Dori, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
So did this make a difference, do you think?
It actually makes a huge difference. Up till now, thanks to Tim Cook, there were zero Fortune 500 executives who were openly gay. He has shattered the so-called pink ceiling, and it's a very big deal for diversity and equality.
But in 32 states now, gay marriage is legal. More than half of Americans support it. Gays have made a lot of strides in recent years. Explain why it matters so much in the business world.
Well, that's actually the irony here. 91% of Fortune 500 companies had anti-discrimination policies that banned discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. And yet, nonetheless, out of 500 Fortune 500 CEOs, zero felt comfortable coming out as gay. There's a kind of cognitive dissonance there. And so with Tim Cook stepping forward, it makes it okay. People now realize coming up through the ranks, you can be successful as a CEO and openly gay. And the big victory here is the fact that the third Fortune 500 CEO that comes out, no one's going to care. It'll be a non-issue.
Well, why do you think it hadn't happened up till now? Why does that 90% or so of people not feel comfortable in the business world?
Well, I think the other crucial metric, even though 32 states allow same-sex marriage, in 29 states, you can still be fired for being gay. There are many places where it is not okay. You can lose your job. Tim Cook clearly was not in that position. Apple has long been outspoken in its support of diversity. But even so, there are concerns that people have that, rightly so. In his case, he's getting a ton of attention. This is a very private man. It's not entirely comfortable for him to do this. But the fact that he's willing to put himself through this gauntlet means it'll be easier for anyone else following in his footsteps.
And this is a story that we've seen in other industries, in sports. Michael Sam in the NFL, Jason Collins in the NBA, in the media, Anderson Cooper recently coming out publicly as gay. I worked on Wall Street, covered Wall Street for many years, and was very surprised to find that some people who were in high positions at Wall Street firms didn't want to publicly come out as gay. What about in Silicon Valley, Dori?
In Silicon Valley, it's generally considered a little bit easier. Most of the big firms are very positive and pro-equality. However, there is in Silicon Valley what's known as colloquially as the brogrammer culture, the sort of frat boy feel that has made it difficult for women and minorities of all stripes to thrive. And I think that Tim Cook coming out helps drive a stake into the heart of that and saying, look, we're not going to tolerate a sort of frat boy atmosphere. We have to value people based on their talent.
Is it a risk at all for Apple, which is a global brand? It's the world's most valuable brand. It's got some 60% of its sales outside the U.S., including in some countries where being gay is illegal. Is it at all a risk for Apple?
I don't think that it's a risk for Apple in a corporate sense at all. Wall Street yesterday absolutely shrugged. This was a non-issue. Even Ted Cruz, who is not considered a strong ally of the GLBT community, said in response to this, "I still love my iPhone." So I think that most people are not going to react. However, I think that in an international context, this opens up a really interesting and positive dialogue. When Tim Cook, who's a respected and powerful businessman, visits countries and is doing business in countries where being gay is illegal, it raises the question and hopefully will begin to spark a positive dialogue about diversity.
Well, what about people that are further down the chain, people who are working in any workplace anywhere in America who are not the CEO of that company but just an employee? Might this have an impact on office culture in the U.S.?
Research by the consulting firm Deloitte shows that 83% of lesbian and gay workers, to some extent, engage in a practice called covering, which basically means that even if you're technically out, you may downplay certain aspects of your identity, essentially to make other people feel more comfortable. So maybe you don't bring your partner to work functions. Maybe you don't display family photos on your desk. All the research has shown that covering generally is very deleterious. And so ultimately, if this makes people feel more comfortable coming out, that is going to increase workplace performance, and it's going to make for a better and more productive workplace.
And do you think it will make more people feel comfortable coming out at work?
If Tim Cook, the leader of one of the most respected companies in the world, is able to do it and show he's a great CEO, then I think that it opens the doors for just about anybody to say that could be me.
Dori Clark, marketing strategist who teaches at Duke University's School of Business. She's the author of Reinventing You, Define Your Brand, Imagine Your Future. Dori, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.